to live one's Catholic faith more intensely within the setting of a boarding school. That was the thinking behind the decision by a former editor of a British publishing house, along with other Catholic academics, to set up a new Catholic boarding school for boys, deep in the countryside of Western France. Housed in a former seminary and offering a rather Spartan lifestyle, Chavannes International College has mostly British boarders, but also counts amongst its pupils a handful of other nationalities. The school says it attracts parents who are disillusioned with the violence or drugs that can be encountered within state schools and who want an education for their sons that provides a clear set of moral values. Each lesson starts with a prayer. Everyone attends daily mass, and the school's website describes Chavannes as not just a school but a real community of faith. The principal and founder of Chavannes is Ferdy McDermott, who set up the school with a group of like-minded Catholics in 2002. He began by telling me how their project came about.
Well, I was involved for a number of years in England with a magazine for Catholic teachers and Catholic schools, and a network of six or seven like-minded people grew up, and we thought we'd like to start our own school where we could live the faith in a more intense way and really bring our faith and our work together as teachers.
Do you find that the parents who send their boys to your school are those who are perhaps rather disillusioned by, so we say, the lack of values of modern life or by the British state school system or the state school system of other countries? What are the main reasons they give you for sending their boys to your school?
It's a big step. So I think there's a certain amount of disillusionment, but that isn't always the motive. I think it's probably fair to say that if you send your son to Chavannes, it's a kind of a life choice, that they want to send them to an environment that's very different. Particularly if they're living in cities, it's a big difference.
So what do they actually say then they're looking for in a school and which they presumably find in yours?
Well, they say that they're looking for a wholesome environment. So part of that is what we put in, but also part of it is what we protect them from, what we take away from them in terms of lots of electronic stimulation and MP3 players sticking in their ears all day long, that sort of thing. And there's a little bit of that here. You know, they do have computer access and so on, supervised. But the environment is certainly a more wholesome one, a more traditional one, as you've said. And that's what the parents are looking for, really, a kind of a family environment where the focus is on their studies and on their sport and on their faith and on their general culture without all the distractions that you might find, particularly in modern cities.
Are all the boys Catholic who come to your school? And if not, have there been any conversions?
They're not all Catholic, although at the moment all of them are Catholic this year at the moment. But we have had a number of cases. One time, for example, we had a Buddhist who was here for a couple of years who expressed a desire for baptism but didn't come to fruition. We've had a little Anglican boy who was 11, and he after a year of thinking about it very carefully, he decided he wanted to become a Catholic, and the bishop came, our diocesan bishop, and confirmed him, and his family came over for the occasion. So it's an open school, but because we live the faith so intensely here and we're happy about it, I think a little bit of that enthusiasm would rub off on non-Catholic pupils.
Indeed. In fact, as you said, your school is unashamedly Catholic. You have daily mass, you have each lesson starting with a prayer and statues of saints in corners, etc. How do the boys react at first to this, as you say, intensely religious atmosphere?
Well, I think that it's very often the case, particularly when a younger boy or any boy comes into contact with an institution that has a strong esprit de corps, you know, a kind of team spirit about it, that they're impressed by that. So even people who aren't Catholics, I think they appreciate the school for what it is, and they appreciate the fact that we all believe in the same values, have the same faith, and we all have the same thing that makes us tick. That makes an impression on a young person. I think that's what the families are looking for as well, particularly if they're Catholic families, that they want a school that will reinforce what they've given them in the home.
Your school is, by all accounts, quite Spartan, with chilly dorms and stone walls and peeling paint and the older boys having to shave in cold water. Is this a deliberate choice? And are the boys shocked at first by this Spartan surroundings and way of life?
I don't think it's not really a deliberate choice. In a sense, we make a virtue out of a necessity, but It's to do with our priorities, really. We've had to spend a lot of money on making the school comply with the safety regulations. And then aesthetic considerations and comfort perhaps would be the next stage. But I don't think boys really care, to be honest. If it were a girls' school, we might have a bit more trouble.
I gather that the boys can only use their mobile phones, MP3s, iPods and game consoles at the weekends. Is there some grumbling about this at first?
Well, there has been some grumbling this year because we've actually made the decision that as far as the game consoles are concerned, that they don't get them back at all until they go back home in the holidays.
Why did you take that decision?
Well, we took that decision because we felt that it was curbing their ability to play properly at the weekend.
Do you foresee that many of your pupils will embrace either the priesthood or monastic life after they leave school, or are they going out to a whole range of options in terms of future studies?
Well, it's very difficult to tell the future, isn't it? But I think that very often people who've been attracted to religious life have been people who've had a positive experience of living in a community as children or as young people. I think also that probably here, at least the option of the priesthood or religious life is something that is more real to them.
But to get another viewpoint on this somewhat unusual school, let's hear some feedback about it from several of the boys who are currently pupils there. The first boy I spoke to was Dave. He's 13 and comes from England.
Yeah, I like it. It's mainly the religious side that I came for.
And has it helped to strengthen your faith?
Yes, it has.
And do you have any ideas what you want to do after you've left school?
I'm not sure, but I might either become a priest or go into the same profession as my dad, computer animation.
The next boy I spoke to was Max, who's 12 and comes from Malta.
It's just the Catholicness of at the school and the fact that I was always looking for a boarding school, which would be in this kind of environment.
And has it helped to strengthen your faith?
Yes, very much.
Can you give me some examples?
For instance, we go to Mass every single day over here, which is very nice. We have lots of religious activities, which keeps us in the mood, and we all like it.
Did you find it, though, a bit Spartan when you came? You know, the fact that you don't have access to television and other things of modern life like phones and computers except at the weekend?
No, I preferred it because then I didn't have to worry about keeping up with everything that's new.
And what do you want to do when you leave school? Do you have any ideas already?
I think I might become a doctor, but I'm not sure.
And the last boy I spoke to was Jose. He's 18 years old and comes from Spain.
At the beginning, I was just going to come here to learn English. And just for a year, all my friends thought that I was crazy to come here in a school in France where I didn't know anyone and where I was the only Spaniard. My parents thought it was a good idea, and so did I.
Do you think being at this school has helped to strengthen your Catholic faith?
Well, yes, it certainly has. Because in Spain, I used to go to a public school. So you can imagine the environment with drugs, alcohol. And then I came here. Everyone seemed to lead more or less a healthy life.
You're about to leave school. What do you plan to do afterwards?
I've got a place in a university in Spain to study international law.
That was Jose. And you also heard earlier the voices of Max and Dave and Ferdy McDermott, principal of Chavan International College.